Hello, and thanks for tuning in to this podcast recorded at Hope Lutheran Church in Toledo, Ohio. The following scripture reading and sermon were recorded during regular worship on Sunday morning. We can be found on the web at hopetoledo.net. Check us out, or better yet, check us out in person at our regular worship services. Blessings to you this day.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite our young people to come up and join me. The bears were such a hit last year that this year we're making stuffed fireflies during VBS as one of our service projects to give out. So they're very adorable. Nancy Schiziano is sewing like 100 of them. I don't know. But she's very excited. As we look at our Easter series this year, as we get real and dig deeper into our faith, I was trying to remember why we were talking about gifts this week as the reading is tuned in to vines. I am the vine and you are the branches. It's one of Jesus's I am statements, the last one in the gospel. And while we are hearing this during the Easter season, Jesus said this to his disciples right after or during the Last Supper. It's part of what we call in John his farewell discourse, which is about two chapters of Jesus imparting all of the last information that he can to his disciples. The things that they've maybe missed or need to be reminded of, that they need to know, that they need to hold on to before his crucifixion and resurrection, before all of those events. And this is put right in there. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. What does it mean to abide? It's a word we don't necessarily use as much in everyday language, but it's a word that carries some weight. To abide in something. That's more than just stopping in or staying for a little while. It's sinking in. It's being deeply rooted. It's wanting to stick around, to be immersed, to be nourished, to abide in God's love. It's more than just learning about God, but knowing deep within ourselves who God is and who we are as children of God. Of allowing God's love and God's mercy and God's forgiveness to become a part of us, become a part of who we are as we interact with the world. That's the richness of this language of vine and growth. Whereas a vine, well planted and well cared for by someone who is not me, because I cannot keep plants alive, but a vine well planted and well cared for can flourish, can grow strong and provide nourishment or even just beauty. Because while we think of vines in this imagery, in this passage, often our first image that comes to mind might be those grape vines. That's the one that is most common. But as I read this over and over, I was thinking of different plants and different vines. And what a well cared for, well nourished, well pruned, because that's part of caring for a vine, is not just letting it grow wild, but of helping to nurture it, to form it, to go in a certain direction. And as a Cubs fan, the ivy wall at the back of Wrigley Field stood out in my mind. It may not produce fruit as such, but it is well nourished and well cared for and groomed and brought back year after year as a sign of health, as a sign of vitality, as a sign of beauty, one of those things that stands out and makes Wrigley Field stand apart from others. There's tradition and history, and it takes the grounds crew a bit to make sure it stays healthy and well cared for as such an iconic thing. Some vines do, however, manage to grow well on their own, maybe in spite of everyone else, but they can also cause destruction and be a problem as they go out of control without the help of someone to nourish or to prune and to care for them. If you have spent any time in the southeast of this country, you might recognize kudzu. Growing up in South Carolina and Florida, I know this well. It is an invasive species that is a vine, and left to its own, it will cover everything that it can reach. It will take over, and getting rid of it is more than a challenge. It's a vine that grows on its own, but it has no purpose necessarily, at least where it's planted here, and in fact becomes disruptive and overruns, overtakes, and swallows up everything in its path. Think of these different vines as we go back to this language of abiding. That's what sticks out. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. The vines may continue to grow. We may continue to grow and move on, but not know the harm that we could cause. Abiding in God, in God's love for us, in God's care for us, also means knowing that we are called to love and care for the world around us, the people around us, the creation around us. It means we might need to prune some parts of ourselves that get in our way. It means there might be some limits so that we do not cover or overtake things around us. If we are rooted, abiding in God, in that deep, encompassing love for us, we are called and equipped and enabled to love others. And that is where God is glorified. In our care, in our bearing fruit or bearing gifts, using the ways we have been gifted for the good of our communities, of our families, of our worlds, using the love that we have been gifted with to share that love with one another, that compassion with one another. And so we abide. I encourage you to be rooted in God's love and allow that love to fill you so much that it shapes the way your life continues as your life is lived out for the sake of others. I invite you to stand as you are able and to pray with me. God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for your deep and abiding love and mercy and forgiveness for us. Give us the strength and encouragement to live out your love. Allow it to fill our lives so much that it overflows into the world around us. In your name we pray. Amen. We can...